Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Clinton-Cain campaign, hot off the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, has started a bus tour through Pennsylvania and Ohio, two key battleground states in the election. The Democratic presidential nominee, speaking at a kickoff rally at Temple University in Philadelphia today, took a dig at Republican rival Donald Trump.
I find it highly amusing that Donald Trump talks about make America great again. He doesn't make a thing in America except bankruptcies.
Clinton pledged in her first 100 days in office she will launch the biggest investment in new jobs since World War II. Donald Trump is also out campaigning today in his first major speech since the conclusion of the Democratic National Convention. Trump telling an audience in Colorado Springs, Colorado, that last night's speech by rival Hillary Clinton was, quote, average. Trump also accused Clinton rival Bernie Sanders of selling his soul to the devil in agreeing to back Clinton. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more on the appearance by the GOP presidential candidate.
This is a swing state, an important state in November. It's one that appears right now to lean Democratic, but he's in places like Colorado Springs today, a heavily evangelical and military town, and he'll be in Denver tonight holding another rally. Trump has kept a busy campaign schedule this week. He's trying to stay in the spotlight, especially now that the Democratic National Convention is over.
NPR's Sarah McCammon in Colorado Springs. Health officials say four people in South Florida appear to have contracted Zika from local mosquitoes. NPR's Greg Allen reports state and local officials are taking steps to make sure the disease doesn't spread.
Health officials say the four cases of Zika appear to have been contracted from mosquitoes in a one-mile square area in Miami. Florida is hiring private companies to supplement mosquito control efforts in the area. Inspectors are going door-to-door to alert residents to drain standing water and use repellent. Florida Surgeon General Celeste Phillips says similar efforts successfully controlled outbreaks of dengue and chikungunya, other mosquito-borne diseases in the past.
We don't believe that there will be ongoing transmission, but we are certainly watching that.
The FDA has ordered blood donation centers in Miami and Broward County to begin screening donated blood for Zika. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Head of a major union representing pilots is accusing American Airlines of cutting back on safety by requiring pilots at times to manipulate flight plans, including flying at faster speeds in an effort to make the statistics look better. Allied Pilots Association President Dan Carey saying the airline's also trying to avoid canceling flights, pushing crews at times to the limits of their legally allowed work shifts. American did not respond directly to the claim, but said it takes safety and regulations seriously. Despite weaker-than-expected second-quarter growth numbers, a fairly muted end of the week on Wall Street, the Dow was down 24 points at 18,432. The Nasdaq was up 7 points. The S&P 500 rose 3 points. You're listening to NPR. Officials in Michigan say four public employees have been suspended. The workers' suspensions without pay tied to a contaminated water crisis there. The Environmental Quality and Health and Human Services Departments announced the actions today. They're among six more people facing criminal charges. The other two have already been retired or fired. The city is part of a cost savings initiative, used water from the Flint River for 18 months. It was found to contain high levels of lead. High lead levels were found in some children there. Bill Cosby has dropped a lawsuit against one of the women who's accused him of sexual assault. As NPR's Neda Ulubi explains, the lawsuit was an attempt to strike back at the woman for talking about the case.
The woman, Andrea Constand, says the comedian drugged and assaulted her in 2004 when she was working as a manager for the women's basketball team at Temple University. A year later, she tried to file criminal charges. When the prosecutor decided not to follow through, Constand filed a civil case. Her lawyers and Cosby settled out of court with an agreement that she would remain quiet. But in the wake of the other woman coming forward with stories of sexual assault, Constand went public. She gave a newspaper interview last year and tried to nullify the confidentiality agreement. Earlier this year, Cosby sued her for breaching it. A lawyer for Cosby said the comedian decided to drop the lawsuit to focus on other claims, including a felony sexual assault charge for which he's expected to go to trial. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
Major cable and telecom service providers are calling on a federal appeals court to reconsider its ruling on what's known as net neutrality. That's a ruling designed to prevent service providers from obstructing or slowing down consumer access to Internet content. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.